Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of my podcast, Explore and Engage with Anam. I would like to start by wishing everyone Eid Mubarak. Muslims all around the world just celebrated Eid al-Fitr. My mother and I had a small celebration at home. I took the day off on Friday, and so it's been a three-day weekend for me so far. Eid is a time for peace and happiness, and today is the third day of Eid al-Fitr. And once again, I would like to wish you all a very happy Eid, Eid Mubarak. My friends, if you have been listening to my podcast, then you probably already know that in my podcast, I discuss a lot of social and political issues, domestic and international. I discuss things that are of importance to Americans, and I also talk about things that are of global significance. And today's episode, I'll start by talking about something that's happening inside the United States, something that I think people should pay attention to. It's making me a little concerned, and so let me reveal to you what's going on. The Biden administration is reportedly finalizing a rule that would force power plants that use fossil fuels, to significantly curb emissions or utilize expensive carbon capture technology. The proposal, which according to a news report, will soon be released by the EPA. And what's the EPA? The EPA is the Environmental Protection Agency. So this proposal is reportedly going to require coal and natural gas-fired power plants to either cut or capture the vast majority of their carbon dioxide emissions by the year 2040. And this regulation, and I'm just reading news reports on this. So this regulation, if this is finalized, it is going to be the first ever federal action curbing power plant emissions. And so whatever I know about this, I know from the news, so you all can go do an internet search and read more details on this. But the point that I want to highlight, something that makes me really concerned, is that the government is growing in size and power. When you look at an action like this, what does it represent? It represents the growing power of government. Government is growing in power, it's growing in size, and we already know that the government is pretty bloated. And seeing an action like this, it is being reported, so this proposal hasn't been released by the EPA yet. But if this is true, if the EPA is really going to do this, then it's just another example of how the government is engaging in actions that clearly could be labeled as government overreach. And the more the government grows in size and power, the freedom of Americans are diminished. And this is the Biden administration doing this. And I have said this before, I believe that the energy sector is the lifeblood of the American economy. We need reliable energy to power our economy. But this action of the Biden administration will likely hurt the energy sector, and it will create greater uncertainty in the economy. And who is going to suffer as a result of all of this? Who is going to suffer? It's going to be the American consumer. The American consumers are going to suffer when fuel prices go up. And my friends, you probably already know this, fuel prices are still very high. Fuel prices went up when President Joe Biden came to power, when he took office, because of all his anti-fossil fuel policies, and the prices are still very high. And now, I am hearing reports that Joe Biden will soon announce his re-election campaign. Wow. What does that mean? That means the incumbent president, Joe Biden, will soon announce that he is running for a second term. Now, any re-election campaign, as I understand, any re-election campaign announcement must include a list of accomplishments. When an incumbent president decides to run for re-election, the president must go before the public and say, these are all the things I've done. These are all the things my administration's done. These are all our accomplishments. And so let's continue on this path. Let's keep doing what we do. And so when President Joe Biden goes before the public, if he really does that, and he wants to announce that he's running for re-election, then he must highlight his list of accomplishments, correct? But the thing is that Joe Biden doesn't have a list of accomplishments. What he does have is a list of failures. A list of failures. What are some of the failures of the Biden administration? Well, the list is pretty long, but I will just highlight a few things here. Number one, the crisis at the southern border. And it is the result of the policies of the Biden administration. Since President Joe Biden took office, millions of illegal immigrants have entered the United States. Millions of foreign nationals broke our nation's laws to enter our country without authorization, without permission. And this is a crisis that is still going on at the southern border. We have a humanitarian crisis. We have a border crisis. And all of this is happening because of the policies of the Biden administration. The crisis at the southern border is not the only crisis. It's not the only failure of the Biden administration. We have a growing national debt. National debt has surpassed $31 trillion. And since President Joe Biden came to office, he has signed legislation that increased government spending. Because of reckless government spending approved by the Biden administration and their Democrat allies in Congress, we have such high inflation. And inflation is hurting the economy. Inflation is hurting the American middle class. And people are suffering because inflation is eroding the value of money. President Biden's efforts to eliminate fossil fuels have resulted in high energy prices, and people are still suffering because of high energy prices. Every time I go and purchase gasoline, I am paying more than $3.5 per gallon. That's $3.50 per gallon, and usually more than $3.50 per gallon every time I purchase gas. And this is in Madison, Wisconsin, and people are suffering as a result of all of this. And internationally, because of the Biden administration's weak posture, we are losing our leadership position in the world. The United States of America is the global leader. Everyone knows that. But because of the weakness demonstrated by the current administration, we are losing that leadership status. We are losing that position. So I think that President Joe Biden should highlight all of these failures and more when he announces that he is running for re-election. He should admit and talk about all these failures, the failures of his administration, if he announces his re-election campaign. The 2024 presidential election is coming up, and the list of candidates running to be the next president just keeps growing. There are already several candidates running for president from the Republican side, and most recently, Larry Elder joined the race for the White House, announcing his candidacy. And Larry Elder is a former conservative media personality. In 2021, he ran to replace California Governor Gavin Newsom. That effort was not successful because Gavin Newsom won that recall election. And now, Larry is running for president. So Larry Elder is running for president. And then on the Democratic side, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. recently announced his candidacy. And Marianne Williamson also announced that she is running for president as a Democrat. So both on the Republican side and the Democratic side, the list keeps growing. There are lots of people running for the office of the president. And in the weeks and months to come, I anticipate that the list will grow even longer. Let's wait. There'll be many more candidates, and all these candidates are running because Joe Biden's term as a president in the White House is marked by numerous failures. And therefore, we are seeing a growing number of people announce their candidacy for president, not just from the Republican side, but also from the Democratic side. The Biden administration is a complete failure, and now I'm hearing that President Biden is planning to run for re-election. My friends, at this point, I'm going to ask you to share your thoughts with me. Out of the long list of Joe Biden's failures, tell me which one you think is the biggest failure. I obviously didn't get to mention all the failures in this episode. There are lots more. So share with me your thoughts and comments. I will wait to hear from you. Okay, my friends, let's talk about Mike Pence. Mike Pence is former vice president, and I had the opportunity to meet Mike Pence in 2016, once in Waukesha County and once in Dane County. Really amazing leader and a great vice president, and it appears that he may be running for president, but we don't know that yet for sure. I'm curious to find out what decision Mike Pence makes. We already know that former President Donald Trump is moving forward at full speed to be the president once again, and I was proud to vote for him in 2016, and I was proud to vote for him in 2020. And so in the weeks and months to come, we will find out more about who else may be jumping into the race, and obviously I will be paying attention to all the updates from the different campaigns. My listeners, share with me your thoughts. I want to ask you, who do you support for president? Democrat or Republican, share with me your thoughts. Who would you like to see win the election in 2024? And I would appreciate if you reach out and share with me your thoughts and comments, okay? You know, I'm always interested to hear from my listeners, and I know that my podcast doesn't have a guest, so I'm not really having a conversation in real time. And I know that whenever I ask a question to my listeners, I'm not going to get an instant answer, because this is not this episode or any of the episodes of my podcast. These are not being broadcasted live. These are recorded episodes that I then publish. And so whenever I ask a question, I wish there was a way for my listeners to give me an instant answer, but that's not possible as of now, unless, of course, I decide to broadcast these episodes live. But whatever questions I ask during my podcast episodes, if you would take a few moments out of your busy day and just go to my website, tossifanam.net, and send me a message and share with me your thoughts, share with me your comments. I would really appreciate that. So once again, my website is tossifanam.net. Please stay connected with me, and thank you once again for listening to my podcast. Okay, so moving forward, let's continue the conversation. Let's continue the discussion about the economy, domestic issues. The economy is in a bad shape, and I think we can all agree that it's in a bad shape. This is not where we want to be. We want a prosperous and thriving economy. But since President Joe Biden took office, the economy has been in a really bad shape. High inflation, high energy prices, consumer confidence is low, interest rates are going up, and people are just very concerned. And there are layoffs happening everywhere. I just saw in the news that Disney is reportedly planning to lay off thousands. And then Meta also laid off many employees. And financial consulting giants are also laying off employees. And here in Wisconsin, there has been an increase in layoff notices compared to the same period last year. So things in the economy are not going well. People are very concerned. Prices are going up, and so it's hard to afford things. At the same time, people don't have the job security that many expect. With companies laying people off, No one knows who's going to lose a job when, and so people are very concerned and very stressed, and it is a stressful situation. And, you know, think about it for a second. We have an economy, and the goal is to provide opportunity to every individual who wants to work. And now we have companies laying people off because of fears of economic slowdown. And that's the kind of economy we are in right now. And that's because of the poor policies and the actions of the Biden administration. So as I've said before, share with me your thoughts. If you are concerned about certain economic trends, then reach out to me and let me know. Let's pause for a second, my friends. Let us zoom out, okay? Let us zoom out and look at the world floating in space. Look at this beautiful earth floating in space. And the world is beautiful. This earth is beautiful. But at the same time, it is also a dangerous place because of all the conflicts and all the battles and all the wars and all the fights and everything that's going on in the world, all the violence. Reportedly, U.S. embassy staff and families have been evacuated from Sudan due to rising violence and conflict in that part of the world. And I don't know much about the history of Sudan, and so I'm not an expert. I don't know why this conflict is taking place, how it started, what's the history. I can obviously, I know some because I've read the recent news reports and I have some sense of what may be going on, but I'm not an expert. So I'm not going to elaborate on that. But the main point that I want to focus on is that there are parts of the world that are very violent. And so we must, every second, we must try to make this world a better place. There's a lot of conflict, a lot of violence, lots of negative things happening in the world, but this is a beautiful earth that we live on, and so we must try to make this world a better place. And everything that we do should be aimed at spreading peace, spreading love, spreading happiness. And it just breaks my heart when I see all the violence and all the conflict going on in this world. And so I'm hoping that we all can collectively make a commitment that everything that we do should be aimed at spreading peace and happiness and love in this world. Everyone, I want to thank you all for continuing to listen to my podcast. And I think in every episode, I mention my website a few times. I highlight my website quite a bit because that's really a place where people can connect with me. That's really a place where people can check out not only my podcast episodes, but also my blog. And I'm a blogger. I do a lot of writing. I enjoy writing. I love writing. Writing is my passion. So is speaking. Writing and speaking, I love both. And so I spend a lot of time writing blog posts that I then publish on my blog, which is on my website, tossifanam.net. And if you check out my website, you'll see that all the different things I wrote are separated by categories. So you can look at issues that pertain to transportation and election issues, energy, environment, healthcare, and personal and miscellaneous. And I actually, as I am speaking with you, as I'm recording this episode, I have to go and look out the different categories. Okay, so the categories are education, energy, environment, healthcare, immigration, public safety, telecommunications, transportation, and more. So do check out my website and go through the different things that I have written. And if you like a certain blog post, I would really encourage you to comment on it or share it with a friend who may also like it. And then on my website, I also have a photo gallery, which is pretty interesting. I've been to so many, and I can't tell you how many. So many different events and programs and conventions, and I've been to so many places, really wonderful events, met so many great people, and I have I've loaded many pictures from a variety of events in the photo gallery section of my website, so you can go check it out. Obviously, what you see, the photos combined, all the photos combined, is only a fraction of all the photos that I have. And so if you connect with me on Facebook, you can actually see more posts, more pictures, more updates of my day-to-day life. So you can look me up, Tosif Anam, look me up on Facebook, and you can stay connected with me there. And then I have a published opinions section on my website. And this is where you will find links to all the different letters to editors and op-eds that I have written that were published in various newspapers. And then my website also has a section called Store. And this is where you will find information about the poetry books that I have written. One of my books is called, the first book is called She Has Surrendered to Slumber, and my second book is called Neptune's Dusk. So if you love poems, please go to tosifanam.net, go to store, and check out my books. And as always, please let me know what you think. And so, my friends, I really don't have much to add in this episode. I think about my podcasting journey so far, and it's just been so amazing. And I continue to publish more and more episodes. This is season 6 of my podcast. This, I believe, has been my busiest season so far. I have published many episodes, and I look forward to continuing to publish more. And I started podcasting in 2020. You know, if you've been connected with me since the beginning, I really want to thank you for being a part of my amazing podcasting journey. And I started podcasting in 2020, and I really didn't know much about podcasting. I just knew that I had to get a microphone and get a software and record some episodes and find a nice podcasting platform where I can publish my episodes. And since 2020, as I moved forward in my podcasting journey, I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot of technical things about podcasting. And then also, it took me a while to really figure out, okay, what do I really want to talk about? Because if you check out some of my earlier episodes, you'll see that not only do I talk about social and political issues, I talk about a lot of personal things. I talk about a lot of things that, you know, you might say these are philosophical in nature. I just shared with people whatever I had in my heart. If I had something in my heart and in my mind that I wanted to say out loud and share with people, I would usually write a blog post record my words and publish it in the form of a podcast episode. So I did that for quite a long time. And then from season 6, I really decided that I'm strictly going to focus on social and political issues, contemporary affairs, current affairs, things that are happening in the world, things that are affecting the lives of everyday people. And so that's what I've been focusing on right now. And that's why I would urge you to share with me your thoughts and comments about my podcast. What do you like about my podcast? What do you not like about my podcast? If you have any suggestions for me on how I can improve this podcast, please let me know. And with that, I will conclude this episode. Thank you for continuing to listen, to explore and engage with Anam, and I hope to be back with a new episode very soon. Thank you, my friends.